WJB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 614. Sunny and 90 today. It's going to feel like high 90s. It's going to be messy. Ted Linder, our news and traffic guy, is a, well, he's when he's not here, he's like a dad because his wife's out working. He's like a stay-at-home dad almost.
Well, yeah.
He's got like 6 hours a day, maybe, Ted, something like that. I don't know, maybe more.
She gets home like around 5:36.
Oh, okay. So less than that, but he's got time, just him and his son, Landon, who's four months old.
A good 5 hours every day.
Right.
That child is nobody's care but yours.
Correct.
And now, all of a sudden, after how many weeks? 3 weeks?
Since she went back to work. Yeah, she went back to work at the end of June.
Okay. So, in that little time, things have already gone off the rails.
And yeah, but I don't know what's happened. I mean, he's eating the same thing.
Why don't you tell them what it is that has gone off the rails?
Well, this is the second time he's gone where he hasn't pooped in 3 days. And the last time this happened, in day four, there was
Are you doing something on purpose so as to not have to clean those kind of dirty diapers?
No, I'm not doing anything on purpose. Of course not. Because, let me tell you why. Flow. Because on day four, the last time he went 3 days without pooping, there was a massive explosion. It was like on the level of Hiroshima.
Really?
Yeah. There was so much poop.
I'm just thinking there's some Japanese people in the audience that might take umbrage with that comment.
Got all over my wife, the couch, the floor, the wall, and the dog, right, who licked it up.
No.
Of course the dog.
She started licking her paws. Oh. You know, she's got like OCD. She wanted her paws clean.
Okay, the dog's got OCD too?
Yeah.
She's got the perfect dog.
Oh my God. Did you specifically go in and ask for a dog just like you?
So wait, the first time there was an explosion,
yeah,
how did it get all over everybody? Was Monica holding Landon?
It's like the poop, there was just so much, the diaper just couldn't hold everything.
It went everywhere.
It was like three, and when he released it, he was just so happy too. Like right now he's getting frustrated again. He can't get it out.
Dude, one word for you, man. Pedialyte.
Yeah, that'll work.
Absolutely.
The kid's dehydrated, bro.
It's too early to give him coffee, I guess.
What, to give him a nice Jamaican dark roast?
No, yeah, but
that's what helps me.
Seriously, I think it's dehydration. If the kid's dehydrated, nothing really happens. Yeah. He's probably peeing less too, right?
Maybe a little bit. Not a whole lot more. I'm still going through a lot of diapers, you know, because of pee. But
can we please set up a camera in your house? Please. Can we please do that?
You just want to see. Well, honestly, it's been good.
Do you have a game plan right now to fix the problem?
To want to get him pooped? Well, we're going to go like another, if he can't, you know, release this today, you know, or, you know, we'll call the pediatrician to see what, you know.
My dad used to use a finger. When I would get like that.
I know, we've heard that you used the thermometer also.
Yeah, my dad used to use it. He did it till I was about 14.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But I'd like to hear about that one.
Yeah.
Hey, you got any advice for Ted?
Sound familiar, altar boy?
I was not an altar boy. I worked in the church. I got paid.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 621. The problem? Ted's son, Landon, who's like 4 months old. They spend a lot of time alone, and Landon is all backed up.
All backed up.
Right.
Right.
On Ted's watch.
So Ted's going to give it like another 24 hours and then consult the pediatrician. But I think a lot of us have a lot of knowledge in this stuff. If you've had kids or you have some idea how to unback up a little kid.
Try the finger.
955-WBAB. Good morning, sir. What do you have?
Hey, on a serious note, no joking around, that's the dairy in the formula.
Oh.
That's causing that. Okay, and I don't know, his baby might be a little bit too young, but kiwi is good for that.
Kiwi?
Kiwi fruit.
Yeah, you can't.
I thought you said seaweed.
No, there's
something in the kiwi that breaks down a dairy product.
Interesting.
That breaks down the lactose.
Hey, we will consult with the doctor before we take any listeners' advice.
What's the matter? You don't want to just take a phone call from a construction guy and put it into action?
Even if you can mash up the kiwi and give it to him kind of like you would like a cereal.
Right. All right, thank you. Kiwi is one solution.
Hey, what do you do for a living?
I drive a truck. I deliver meat.
Yeah, you should be fine, Zach. You should be fine. Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, Ted. I think you're good.
I got to give advice. I deliver meat.
I think you're good.
There's one for the books.
Kiwis on the list, along with Pedialyte and water and JP's dad's finger.
Yeah.
So weird. I mean, how's it even come up? 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 626. Ted, our traffic news and weather guy, his little son Landon is 4 months old and is constipated. This happens with little babies. And everybody seems to have their own either doctor remedy or homemade remedy or grandma's secret or whatever that would unclog the baby.
I just got a message on Facebook. Tell Ted it could always be worse. Same thing happened to my nephew, but the explosion was at an engagement party at a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, God. I guess that is worse.
Yeah. Oh, this is wonderful bean dip.
Excuse me.
Good morning, B.A.B. What's your solution for Ted's son, Landon? Go ahead.
Prune juice.
I don't think you can. The baby's only like 4 months old.
Yeah, very small.
I don't think
my daughter had the same problem, and the pediatrician said a little bit of prune juice is fine.
Like one of those little like squeegee things full, like not even a lot, not a cup or a half a cup, but that's just a little taste, huh?
Yeah.
Would that get it done?
Or like a baby bottle kind of thing?
Yeah, like just put it in the baby bottle. Just go to the store, get like the organic prune juice.
I got a different question. Is anybody, when I asked Ted what the baby was eating and he said, you know, formula and breast milk, does anybody else in this room think that maybe Ted gets more of that breast milk than that kid does?
Sounds like it.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You have to admit, it's possible.
I guess you're right. And thanks for the call.
Are you drinking from the tap or are you like taking it out of the baby's bottle?
No, I mean, I tasted like a little bit of it. I mean, it didn't really appeal to me that much.
No, it doesn't.
It's like warmish.
It's devil juice.
Yeah.
Not that good. It's 102.3 WBAB.
It's like hot liquid mango.
I still don't get the mango thing.
I'm telling you, bro.
It doesn't taste like mango.
Well, maybe my wife was eating mango at the time.
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger, JP.
It was gross.
Roger and JP. It's 6:32, sunny and 90 degrees today. It's going to be hot. If you're just waking up, we're trying to help out Ted and specifically his baby son, Landon, who's 4 months old and is a little backed up. I mean, if you've had kids, you know, this can happen at their age. Sometimes they're flowing very well. Other times they back up and, you know.
I love the way he described the last time this happened and the explosion that went on. I was right. I'm back on the breast milk thing.
On the level of Hiroshima, he said.
What do you think about... See, because we've all tried it, because we're perverts.
Oh, breast milk, yeah.
We've all tried it, and we all are coming...
Well, not perverts, but I think it's curiosity. It's around when your wife is lactating.
Right. We've all tried it, mm-hmm. because we're semi-perverted. I mean, there's an interest there. You know, those breasts are, up until that point, they're ours.
I thought about more as a natural thing, but okay, go.
No, there's nothing natural about a grown man drinking his wife's breast milk. It's not natural, it's broken. That's what it is. But that being said, I'm curious because we have all come away from that experience with a different taste. Mm-hmm. So I think what we should do is, and Ted, you're going to have to take one for the team here.
Right.
I think you should bring in some of that liquid gold. And two things has to happen. Number one, I think we should all get a taste of it regular.
Oh, we can't taste Monica's breast milk.
Why not? Look, we're like family here, aren't we?
And you got to remember, I tasted goat milk first. So the goat milk was...
Focus, Daniel-san.
Yeah.
Focus.
We know you did, but what about Monica's breast milk?
Can you get... Because I know she's got some frozen in the freezer, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, no, it goes pretty fast. I mean, she pumps and then he drinks it that day.
Oh, so. Okay. Really?
So if you can get some in the freezer and bring it in the next day. Because I think... I'm wondering if we all think it tastes different because of the bodies it comes from, like what my wife ate or what Roger's wife ate.
Of course, I agree with that, yeah.
Or is it just, you know, do we just process it differently? So if you bring in Monica's breast milk and we all get some.
Right.
And then, but I also think we should bring in some Bosco and make a nice chocolate milk after that whole thing. Why are you looking at me with disgust?
This is Monica, his wife.
I understand that. We're not violating her. Dude,
well, she might feel that way.
Well, she shouldn't because...
But
it's not about that.
I understand.
She is very protective over the breast milk. Like when it's in the fridge, I knocked a little bit over.
Oh,
moving like the beers around to bring them to the tug of war on Friday.
But don't you think she wants to help you along with your career?
Right, and this might be a way to do that. I still don't think she's going to go for it, but
just swipe
I'll ask.
It. Dude, just swipe it.
I mean, I could maybe put a little bit into a coffee mug.
You're not carrying it here in a coffee mug. She pumps it and she puts it into a bottle. Bring one of those bottles in.
Well, I'll get a couple drops out of the little nipple thing on the bottle. A couple drops, see what it's like.
Right, couple drops.
Yeah.
Shot glasses.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah.
We can do shots. Let's play. We'll play quarters with it. Drink.
6:35.
You have to admit, that would be amazing. If we're playing quarters with Monica's breast milk.
It's a whole new level.
It
right
sure
now.
Is.
Yeah. All right, let's get to work on this. Good luck, Ted, with Landon. Hope he loosens right up.
I'll keep you guys posted.
Yeah, please.